Plains Mountain Grove and Thayer, Bear, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, and Ram of West Plains, Pizza Inn of West Plains, Westgate Realty, Sean Duggins in West Plains, and Missouri Forest Products Association. Your boosters are Carter Funeral Homes of West Plains and Thayer, Dr. Jacob Ekman at Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture in West Plains and Thayer, Edward Joan Agents Mark Guffey, Richard Brothers Feed, Cindy at Ozark Awards, Independent Insurance Solutions, Mayfield Auto Repair, and Wonderland Preschool and Daycare, all of West Plains.
Now, more West Plains Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
And good evening, everyone. Welcome to the West Plains High School. As we've got girls basketball action for you tonight, the West Plains Lady Scissors playing host to the Logan Rogersville Lady Wildcats. And in the JV contest, West Plains won that one, 56-34. And now it's time for the varsity contest. And this is your Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic pregame show. And the Rogersville Lady Wildcats coming in ranked number 6 in Class 4 in the state of Missouri. The new polls came out today. And the West Plains Lady Scissors, well, they got a mention in Class 5 in the state of Missouri. They weren't ranked in the top 10, but they did receive a couple of votes. So Lady Scissors are starting to, some folks are starting to take notice of the Lady Scissors, who are coming in at 11-6 tonight. Rogersville comes in at 16-4. And of course, the Lady Scissors defeated Rogersville 58-56 in the championship game of the Bolivar Tournament to get the championship. And Rogersville will be looking for some revenge here this evening. Lady Scissors won it on a Jillian Green rebound and putback with 1.5 seconds to go in the game. And that's how Lady Scissors won it, 58-56. So tonight it's the regular season ball game between these two clubs. We'll take a break. We'll come back in 3 minutes. We'll talk some Lady Scissor basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, here for every Ozark athlete with a team of 7 expert providers on call 24/7. When injuries happen, we're ready to get you back in the game. Trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pyatt, and I'm proud to be the Scissors team physician. As a parent, I know how important it is to feel confident in your child's safety. That's why we're out there watching every play, every move, to ensure your loved one is safe on the field. Your athlete's health is our top priority.
Did you know there's tax advantages to having a health savings account with Community First? When paired with a high-deductible health plan, it can be a powerful tax-saving financial tool that empowers you to be more actively involved in your health care decisions. Talk with a Community First banker and your tax advisor and see what a health savings account can do for you.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Member FDIC.
I'm Taylor Grubaugh. I am the sixth generation of my family to live right here in the Ozarks, and my roots run deep growing up on our family farm. Stop by and see us here at your locally owned Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC dealership in West Plains.
Together, let's drive.
And get great buys from the nice guys.
It's where to go and buy your car. In service and best price by far. In West Plains, oh, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
When winter hits the Ozarks, Mother Nature can throw anything our way. Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment doesn't let ice, snow, or power outages stand between you and your medical needs. Our specially trained staff transforms into disaster response teams during severe weather, ensuring critical deliveries reach you. If you rely on oxygen, don't wait. Check your backup systems today. Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, the corner of 8th and Kentucky in West Plains, focused on your health since 1984.
Did you get it switched over to Shelter Insurance?
Actually, I found a deal online.
You did? Does your deal come with award-winning customer service?
Oh, I'm not sure.
Does the deal include a local agent?
Doesn't actually say.
Can we create a customized plan that fits our needs? Let's just call the local shelter agent.
For insurance that fits just right, find a shelter agent near you.
See Shelter Insurance agent Andrew Ekman in West Plains. Everyone can use a little free, and for a limited time at Pete's Inn of West Plains, buy two adult buffets, get one free on your next visit. Unlimited mouth-watering pizza, pasta, salad, dessert, and more. And if you want to carry out, get Pete's Inn's biggest pizza, the NYXL, for just $10. Now that's a big deal, but it's only for a limited time. So hurry into Pete's Inn of West Plains, located at 1805 Bruce Smith Parkway, next to Ace Hardware.
It's Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to the West Plains High School gym. And the West Plains Lady Scissors getting ready to take on the Logan Rogersville Lady Wildcats. This is your Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic pregame show. And this is the first of two big games for the Lady Scissors this week. Tonight, they'll take on Rogersville. They are ranked number 6 in Class 4 in the state of Missouri. And on Thursday night, the Lady Scissors will host the Donovan Donettes here at the West Plains High School gym. Donovan is ranked number 5 in Class 4 in the state of Missouri. So Lady Scissors with two big games this week. They'll start off with the Rogersville Wildcats tonight, and then Thursday night they'll play the Donovan Donettes. Now, tonight is also 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th grade Lady Scissor Basketball Recognition Night. So they'll be recognizing the Lady Scissors from the West Plains 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th grade ball clubs this year. And we might want to add that the 8th grade ball club up here at the middle school, they were 18-1 this year. They were undefeated in the Ozark Mountain Conference play. So Lady Scissors look like things are looking up for the Lady Scissor basketball in the next couple of years. So Lady Scissors with a young club here. They only have one senior on the ball club. And then, of course, some good players coming up. And that's not counting what's in the rural school, folks. That's just at the middle school, which is the city kids. So I tell you what. Lady Scissor basketball looking pretty good here in the next couple of years. But right now, we've got Lady Scissors and Rogersville Lady Wildcats. And for the Lady Scissors, we expect Coach Christy Otter to start Lucy Hafer, Zoe Scharnhorst, Ainsley McWilliams, Shaylee Peterson, and Jillian Green for the Lady Scissors, who are 11-6 in on the year so far. Rogersville comes in at 16-4 on the season, and they've got a change in their starting lineup. They'll start Eden Kibbe, Haley Buckman, Millie McPherson, Reagan Rasmussen, and then they'll start Sydney Holland in place of Taylor Ray. So that's the five starters for Coach Corey Watt and the Rogersville Lady Wildcats here this evening. All right, we're going to take a break, and we come back. We'll get this thing underway. You're listening to Lady Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
It's time to play Timber Trivia. True or false, real wood floors
sounds good
last 100 years or more. If you said true, good for you. Laminate flooring fumbles in the first quarter. True or false, your home sells much faster with real wood floors than with fake wood or carpeting. True. True or false, bamboo flooring makes sense. No way, sports fans. Bamboo is a grass. Turf belongs on the field. For flooring, say timber. Visit choosewood.com.
Whether you're ready to hit the lake in a new boat or go camping in a new RV, Baird RV Outdoor and Marine has what you need to enjoy the great outdoors. Baird has a huge inventory of new and used fifth wheels and pull-behind RVs, toy haulers, and boats. Baird offers RV repair, boat service, and parts. Visit their showrooms in Mountain Home and Paragould or go to BairdRVOutdoorAndMarine.com to see their inventory and low prices.
Don't get a bad deal. Get a bad deal. Because why pay more? See you for details.
Saving service, great selection too. Baird does it all for you.
At Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, your journey to wellness is a partnership they take to heart.
I'm Dr. Russ Rawls, and we're a local private practice group providing advanced, high-quality orthopedic care.
while always treating patients like family. Dr. McConnell, Dr. Souter, and I will find the best course of action for your specific situation and ensure you feel supported every step of the way.
Visit Dr. Russ Rawls, Dr. Jason McConnell, and Dr. Nick Souter at Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, number 3 Medical Plaza.
Chick days are going on now at Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply. Reserve your future flock today. Order by February 15th for April 1st pickup or March 15th for April 29th pickup. Order forms are available in-store with multiple options from feed, including organic options to supplies. Hirsch prides themselves on offering the area's most extensive selection of poultry essentials. Stop by Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains, Thayer, Ava, and Mountain Home.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than a farm store.
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit Southern Hills Auto Plaza in West Plains. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars, they match your style. You can find the ride you have been looking for. Let Southern Hills Auto Plaza show you how easy it is to buy a quality used car with fair prices, superior service, and treating customers right. No wonder they have so many satisfied repeat buyers. See their inventory at SouthernHillsAutoPlaza.com or stop by. They're located in the Southern Hills Shopping Center in front of Walmart in West Plains.
Parkway Beauty Academy, located at 913 Preacher Row Boulevard in West Plains, offers everything you need to begin a new career in cosmetology or nail technology, or why not both? The cosmetology training consists of just 1,500 hours, nail technology course 400 hours. Call 417-256-9004 and ask for Sarah for details. They offer different programs regarding tuition. Your new career starts here at Parkway Beauty Academy. Call them at 417-256-9004.
Extreme temperatures can take a toll on your vehicle, especially if it hasn't been properly maintained. Avoid unnecessary repair costs by taking your vehicle to Don's Auto Service. Their routine maintenance service includes oil change, all fluids topped off, battery tested, plus freeze protection, wiper blades, tires checked, and a whole lot more. See them on Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Get a great deal on versatile Kubota equipment today. Like the Kubota L-Series compact tractor, the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S., Z-Series mowers, and Sidekick utility vehicles. Stop by your local Kubota dealer today. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment for zero down, 0% APR for up to 60 months, plus save up to $300. Now through February 16th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Get great tractor package deals and financing offers at Edsler & Harper Farm Equipment in West Plains and Mountain Grove. When you're in need of rock or aggregate for your next project, call Elizabeth Quarry. Proudly serving northern Arkansas and southern Missouri with your crushed stone needs, they supply a wide range of high-quality rock products to developers, pavers, industrial users, farmers, and retail customers. Call Elizabeth Quarry today so they can begin a relationship built on serving you. 870-458-2201. That's 870-458-2201. They deliver. Elizabeth Quarry. They rock so you can roll.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Do you need a tow, stranded, and don't know what to do? Never fear, J&J is here. Avoid the aggravation of being stranded on the road. Call the experts at J&J Recovery. They serve Scissor Nation and surrounding areas, including Thayer. As a matter of fact, they serve anyone within the sound of my voice. J&J Recovery is proven and affordable when it comes to towing. If you are in an accident, be sure you request J&J Recovery. Memorize or save this number to your smartphone, 417-256-7628, and go Zizzers!
Y'all ready for this? Attention Zizzer fans! The Zizzer Zone is the hottest Facebook page in West Plains, bringing you the latest information from Zizzer Nation varsity competitions. You'll see game day posts, scores, and your favorite Zizzers in action. Photo prints and products are available. Check out the ZizzerZone.com and follow the Zizzer Zone on Facebook. Thanks goes to our sponsors, Community First Banking Company, Ozarks Healthcare, Patty Ingalls Photography, and Graceland Portable Buildings of West Plains. Let's go Zizzers!
At Toyota of West Plains, they strive to make your car buying experience the best car buying experience you've ever had. Fast, easy, and straightforward. They're also the only car dealer in West Plains that does not charge a documentation fee. Come see for yourself why so many people come back time and time again to Toyota of West Plains for their next vehicle. Visit the friendly folks at Toyota of West Plains. Sales departments open Monday through Saturday. Services open Monday through Friday. Toyota of West Plains.
Now, more West Plains Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Well, welcome back to the West Plains High School gym. We've got the starting lineup has been announced. We're ready to get this one underway. Reagan Rasmussen for Rockersville, Jillian Green for the West Plains Ladies Scissors. And we're ready to get this thing underway here this evening. And Rogersville going to control the tip. And that will be McPherson up top. And McPherson. Lady Zizzers starting out in a man-to-man. Buckman with the basketball now on the left wing. And now she'll take it in to McPherson. And we've got a double dribble turnover on Rogersville. And so it's going to be Lady Zizzer basketball. McWilliams will bring it up the floor, gets it to Hafer on the left wing. Up top to Peterson. They'll give it to Green now on the right side. Scharnhorst back to Green. She draws a crowd. Scharnhorst is going to have a block. And coming the other way is Miss layup by Holland, and Green with the rebound. Peterson gives it up to McWilliams. McWilliams up top will set the offense for the Lady Zizzers. Scharnhorst on the left wing. Peterson up top. They'll go around to Hafer now. Hafer at the free throw line. Gives it back to Green. She'll put up the shot from the free throw line. No good. Peterson with the rebound underneath, and we've got a foul. And I believe it's going to go on Rogersville. And that's going to go against Reagan Rasmussen. That's her first team foul on Rogersville. Hafer with the basketball. Gives it up to Scharnhorst. Now it's Peterson going to try the three. That one is off. Rebound comes down to Holland. And then up the floor come the Lady Wildcat. Holland up top with a basketball. To the right side, that would be McPherson. She'll bring it up top. No score, 6:20 to go first quarter. Now it's going to be Holland on the left wing, and they tried to go inside and threw it away. It'll be Lady Zizzer basketball. McWilliams will bring it up the floor as we're approaching 6 minutes to go here in the first quarter and no score. McWilliams gives it to Hafer on the right wing. Lucy Hafer up top to Zoe Scharnhorst. Now they'll go to Green. Green has it blocked by Rasmussen out of bounds. It'll be Lady Zizzer basketball. Lady Zizzers had trouble with Reagan Rasmussen, the 6'3 junior, the first time they played. Hafer with the basketball. Now it's McWilliams up top. McWilliams trying to come down the lane, and it's going to be blocked by Rogersville. Here comes Holland the other way. Now Buckman's going to drive the baseline, and she missed the shot underneath. Scharnhorst with the rebound for the Lady Zizzers. She'll bring it up the floor. Scharnhorst with it, and now we've got a foul on Rogersville. That's going to go against McPherson. That's her first, second team foul on Rogersville. Still no score. Peterson will throw it in on the side for the Lady Scissors. Up top to McWilliams. McWilliams. Peterson up top now. Green on the right wing. Gives it to Hafer now up top. Hafer going to go back door to Jillian Green. Shot up. Green hits the deck. Peterson with the rebound and a blocking foul called on Rogersville. And that's going to be the third team foul on Rogersville. Let's see who they call it on. And it's going to be on Holland. That'll be her first. Third team foul. Lady Zizzers will inbound underneath. Peterson, and it's stolen by Buckman. Buckman with the layup the other end, and it's good. And Rogersville takes a 2-0 lead here. 4:50 to go first quarter. And you cannot turn the ball over against Rogersville. Zoe Scharnhorst with the Community First Banking Company. West Plains, Mount Grove, and Sayre three-pointer. Lady Zizzers lead at 3-2, 4.5 to go first quarter. It'll be McPherson bringing the ball up the floor. Over to Holland on the left wing, back up top to McPherson. They'll come right side. Kibbe with the basketball. They go down to Buckman on the block. Buckman turns around, shot no good. Holland, and she's going to get fouled underneath. So foul going to be on the Lady Zizzers. And that's going to be on Jillian Green. That'll be her first team foul on the Lady Zizzers. And Sydney Holland will go to the free throw line to shoot two, makes the first one. And we're tied up at 3-3, 4:13 to go here in the first quarter. And she makes the second one. Rogersville with a one-point lead. Hafer on the right side. McWilliams up top. Peterson back to McWilliams up top. Rogersville in a man-to-man. McWilliams for three. It is no good. And Zoe Scharnhorst with the rebound. Green underneath Peterson. It's blocked, but Peterson gets the ball back. And it's blocked again. And battling inside. And finally, Rogersville comes out of the pack with it, and they turn it over. Cleghorn's going to come in, and Holland's going to come out for Rogersville. Lady Zizzers will inbound on the side. 3:41 to go here, first quarter. Rogersville up 4-3. McWilliams up top. Right side, that's Scharnhorst. They'll give it to Green now, and they're going to say Green travel with the basketball. Lady Zizzers full court man-to-man defense, and McWilliams steals the basketball, gets it on the floor, and timeout is called by West. Well, now the officials want to talk about it, and they're going to give it to West Plains. Timeout, West Plains, coming back in 30 seconds. You're listening, Lady Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Baird Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram is a proud supporter of high school sports. And they also take pride in treating you like a VIP when shopping for a new vehicle. When you want to score a great deal on a new car, truck, van, or SUV and get paid top dollar for your trade, visit a Baird location near you or see their huge inventory at buyatbaird.com.
Don't get a bad deal. Get a Baird deal. Because why pay more? See you for details.
Saving service, great selection too. Baird does it all for you.
You're listening to West Plains Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to West Plains High School Gym. Rogersville leads at 4-3 with 3:23 to go in the first quarter. And Lady Zizzers will inbound on the baseline. Ainsley McWilliams will throw it in for the Lady Zizzers. They'll go to Peterson. Now over to Hafer. McWilliams with it. Right side, Peterson on the wing. Green up top. Back to Hafer up top now. Lucy Hafer with the basketball. Kicks it out to Peterson on the left side. Scharnhorst with it. Over to Green. And there's a foul on Rogersville. Cleghorn picks up the foul, her first. Fourth team foul on Rogersville. So one more, and the Lady Zizzers will get to shoot free throws. McWilliams will throw it in on the baseline. Out to Peterson, once again up top. They'll go down to Green, and Jillian Green just picked up an offensive foul on the inside. That'll be her second team foul. And Rogersville will have the basketball. Green's going to have to be careful. She cannot pick up that third foul. Bringing the ball up the floor is Rogersville, and it's going to be stolen by Letty Zizzer. And now they're going to call a travel on Letty Zizzer, so it'll go to Rogersville. So Kibbe will throw it in at half court. McPherson with the basketball up top. Rogersville with a 4-3 lead. And they go back door, and points are good by Cleghorn. And it's a 3-point lead for Rogersville. McWilliams kicks it out to Hafer. Hafer's coming down the lane, puts it up, no good. McWilliams, a lot of contact, no call. Now we got a foul on Kibbe. That'll be her first. 15 foul on Rogersville. Jillian Green will go to the free throw line to shoot two. And Letty Zizzers will get to shoot free throws for the rest of the first quarter. Green makes the first one. And it's a 2-point Rogersville lead. Zoe Shrub comes in, and Zoe Scharnhorst will get a breather for the Letty Zizzers. Second free throw from Jillian Green is good. So she's got her first 2 points of the ball game. Letty Zizzers trail by one. 2:15 to go here in the first quarter. McPherson with it. Across the timeline. McPherson coming down the lane. Blocked by Hafer. Out of bounds. It'll be Rogersville basketball on the baseline. And the Letty Zizzers cannot give up the lane like that to Rogersville. They will drive that lane every time. Rogersville throwing it in. And they'll get it in to Cleghorn. Shot no good. Hafer with the rebound. And McWilliams will bring it up the floor. Minute 55 to go, first quarter. McWilliams with it. And she has it stolen away by Cleghorn. And here comes Cleghorn. And the shot is no good. Peterson with the rebound. McWilliams coming the other way. Gives it to Peterson. Green now up the top of the key. Shot is no good. Rebound comes down to Kibbe. And Rogersville with it. Minute and a half to go here in the first quarter. Rogersville leads by one. McPherson with the basketball. Gives it to Rasmussen up top. She'll give it up to Kibbe. And a three out of the corner is good by Cleghorn. And Rogersville now with a 4-point lead. Minute five to go, first quarter. Peterson with the basketball. Shrub with it. Shrub trying to drive. Kicks it over. Hafer will fire on the baseline. No good. Going out of bounds. And it's going to go to Rogersville. 50 seconds to go here in the first quarter with Rogersville up 9-5. And it'll be Cleghorn with the basketball. Up the floor. Gets it to McPherson. McPherson on the right wing. It's good for two. And Rogersville is hitting their shots. The Lady Zizzers are not hitting their shots here in the first quarter. Shrub with the basketball. Zoe's going to drive inside and score. Zoe Shrub on the layup. Here comes Cleghorn the other way. And a foul is going to be called on the Letty Zizzers. Cleghorn will go to the free throw line to shoot two for Rogersville. And Hafer is going to pick up the foul. That's her first, third team foul with 19 seconds to go, first quarter. And Cleghorn to the free throw line to shoot two. First one is good. So Cleghorn now with 6 points in the ball game. And now Taylor Ray comes in, and Rasmussen will get a breather for Rogersville. Leghorn, second free throw is no good. Green with the rebound. It's a five-point Rogersville lead. McWilliams with the basketball. And now Rogersville has kind of gone to a zone. They'll give it back to McWilliams. 3 seconds. Paper going to fire the three. It's no good. And at the end of one, 12-7, Rogersville with the lead. Back in 60 seconds, you're listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of seven dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24-7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Did you know there's tax advantages to having a health savings account with Community First? When paired with a high-deductible health plan, it can be a powerful tax-saving financial tool that empowers you to be more actively involved in your health care decisions. Talk with a Community First banker and your tax advisor and see what a health savings account can do for you.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Member FDIC.
It's Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to the West Plains High School gym. And as we get ready to start the second quarter of play, Rogersville leads it 12-7 over the West Plains Lady Zizzers. West Plains will get the basketball to start the second quarter. And Green will have the basketball up top. McWilliams with it now. Shrub, left side to Scharnhorst. McWilliams will fire a three from the wing. It's no good. And Buckman with the rebound. And here comes Rogersville the other way. It's Cleghorn with the basketball. She'll back it out. Gives it up to Ray on the right wing. And she traveled with a basketball. It'll be Lady Zizzer basketball. 12-7 is your score. Rogersville with the lead. 7.5 to go here in the first half. McWilliams up top for the Lady Zizzers. Directing traffic. Scharnhorst on the right wing. Peterson up top now. And now, and who'd they call the foul on? They called the foul on Ainsley McWilliams. That's her first. First team foul here, second quarter. And Rogersville with the basketball. Cleghorn goes to Rasmussen. Knocked away, but Buckman with it on the right wing. Up top. And a three is good by Holland. And the difference in the ball game right now is Rogersville is hitting their shots and the Lady Zizzers are not. McWilliams comes to the left side. And now, I didn't think they were going to call it, but finally they called Cleghorn for the foul. That's her second, first team foul on Rogersville. She'll have to come out of the ball game, and coming in will be Beatty for Rogersville. McWilliams with it. Gives it up to Green. Right side, that's Scharnhorst. And now they'll go back to Green. Green will fin. Puts the shot up. No good. Peterson with the rebound inside. And they're going to call Peterson for the foul. That's the first on Peterson, second team foul on West Plains. Ashley Colton will check in, and Peterson will have a seat. And I do believe that there's a lot. It's pretty physical in there, folks. Buckman with the basketball up top. On the right side, they'll go inside to Rasmussen down on the block. She's going to spin, shot up, and good. Rasmussen with her first points of the ball game, and Rogersville's got a 10-point lead with 5:55 to go in the first half. Scharnhorst will fire the three. It's in and out, no good. Rasmussen with the rebound over the back of Ashley Colton. Here comes Buckman the other way. She'll give it up. Down into the corner. That'll be Beatty. And Jillian Green just picked up her third foul in the ball game. So Green's going to have to go to the bench because that's three on her. Third team foul on West Plains. And Rogersville has what they want. The freshman post player on the bench with three fouls. Buckman with the basketball up top. And she just traveled with the basketball. Holland did. And it'll be Lady Zizzer basketball. Now Holland is going to come out. And Kibbe comes back in for Rogersville. And the fouls here in the second quarter, West Plains been called for three and Rogersville for one. A little offsided. Colton with the basketball. She'll give it up and stolen away. And now travel called on Rogersville. It'll be Ladies with the ball on the side with 5:13 to go here in the first half. It's 17-7. Rogersville with the lead. McWilliams up top. She'll fire a three. In and out, no good. They're going to say it's off of Delani Wahome into the ball game. And it'll be Rogersville basketball. Lady Zizzers are ice cold right now. From the floor, shooting the basketball underneath. And missed the shot. Wahome with the rebound for the Lady Zizzers. Zoe Shrub comes up the floor, gives it up to McWilliams up top. 4:40 to go in the first half. And now Colton's going to fire from the wing. It is no good. And it is Rogersville running down the loose ball. Missed the layup. Rogersville stepped on the out-of-bounds line. It'll be Lady Zizzer basketball. Now Beatty will come out. And Holland will come back in. McWilliams will bring it up the floor, 4:25 to go here in the first half with Rogersville up by 10. Wahome up top. Scharnhorst gives it up to Shrub. Shrub, top of the key. And knocked away, but Ashley Colton with the basketball. They'll go to Wahome. Gives it up to McWilliams. She'll put it up off the glass, no good. And Rogersville with the rebound. And up the floor they come. And a foul going to be called on Delani Wahome. Her first, fourth team foul on Lady Zizzers. And once again, Rogersville only called for one foul here in the second quarter. And the free throw is no good by Kibbe. And Jillian Green is coming back in for the Lady Zizzers with those three fouls. And Kibbe makes the second free throw. It's an 11-point lead now. And finally, a foul is called on Rogersville. That's going to be against Holland. That's her second. It's only the second team foul here in the second quarter on Rogersville. McWilliams with the basketball up top. Gives it to Scharnhorst now. Green at the free throw line. They'll go Wahome underneath. Missed the shot. Out of bounds. It'll be Lady Zizzer basketball on the baseline. And now Rogersville's got a question with the scorebook. And now that was settled pretty quickly. So Lady Zizzers will throw it in. Scharnhorst with the basketball up top. Gives it to McWilliams. 3.5 to go first half. Lady Zizzers trailing by 11. Wahomie at the free throw line. And now foul's going to be called on Lucy Hafer. That's the second on Hafer. And that's the 15th foul on West Plains. And it is very lopsided foul-wise right now here in the second quarter. Buckman throws it over the head of Rasmussen out of bounds. And it'll be Lady Zizzer basketball. As bad as the Lady Zizzers have played here in the first half, they only trail by 11. McWilliams. Gives it to Green up top. To Scharnhorst. Green now. And that's going to be stolen, but it's picked up. And now, Hafer inside for the basket. And it's a 9-point Rogersville lead. It's McPherson with the basketball. Up top, Kibbe going to fire a three. In and out, no good. Hafer had it. And now they're going to call a jump ball, and it'll go to Rogersville. Lady Zizzers would have had the basketball had Rogersville not fouled them, but they didn't call it. So now Buckman's going to throw it in on the baseline. And a three out of the corner is good by Kibbe. And right now, Rogersville hitting their shots. Lady Zizzers are not. Scharnhorst. Rogersville keeps wanting a traveling call, and Shaley Peterson with the Community First Banking Company. West Plains Mount Grove and Thayer three-pointer. And it's back to a 9-point lead for Rogersville. Down to Rasmussen inside. Turnaround is good. 11-point lead. And now they're going to call travel on the Lady Zizzers on Green. They really need to call that on the other end, too. If you're going to call it down here, you got to call it on the other end. Holland with the basketball. Goes into Rasmussen once again. And she just traveled with it. No call. Hafer with the rebound. Minute and a half to go first half. And it's an 11-point Rogersville lead. McWilliams up top. She'll back it out. They'll reset. McWilliams on the right side. Goes to Green. And this time, it's going to be a backcourt violation. And Lady Zizzers won a timeout, 23-12. Rogersville with the lead. Minute 17 to go first half. We're coming back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Lady Zizzers basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Chevrolet and the Ozarks grew up together. From cruising down Porter Wagoner Boulevard in West Plains, we're heading towards Thayer for that next float trip on the river. Chevrolet has been there for all of it. Whether it's hauling cattle to the sale barn or driving to church on Sunday, Chevrolet was right there.
Well, hopefully in the second half.
Dad's old 72 Shorter, Duramaxes, and Silverados, only in a Chevrolet. So let's start your next memory. And as always, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet will be along for the ride.
Together, let's drive.
A message from Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment. Starting fresh each year means your Medicare and insurance deductibles reset. During this time, you might notice charges for services that are typically covered by your insurance. Don't worry, this is normal and usually means you're working toward meeting your annual deductible. Have questions, change to insurance plans? Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment's professional billing team is here to help. Corner of 8th and Kentucky in West Plains. Focused on your health since 1984.
Yeah. Now, more West Plains Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to West Plains, Rogersville with the basketball. And they'll give it up to Buckman. She's coming down the lane. And now a foul's going to be called as Buckman hits the floor. And Lucy Hafer just picked up her third foul. So let's be honest here, folks. Rogersville is getting what they want. Lady Zizzers in foul trouble. Buckman hits the first free throw. Zoe Shrubb's going to come in. Ashley Colton comes in. Scharnhorst and Hafer have to come out. Buckman's second free throw is no good, and Green with the rebound. McWilliams up the floor. Colton going to the rack. She got fouled and no call. Green's jumper is no good. Peterson just got fouled, and finally they call it. You can't do that. Taylor Ray picks up the foul her first. That's the third team foul on Rogersville. Shrub's going to throw it in on the baseline. Up top to Green. And McWilliams just got hit in the face and no call. And Zoe Shrub hits the Community First Banking Company, West Plains Mount Golden Theater three-pointer. It's a nine-point Rogersville lead, 42 seconds to go in the first half. Rogersville with the basketball. They go into Rasmussen again. Now they come up top. And three-pointer, no good. Rasmussen with the rebound and puts it back in. She went right over the back of Jillian Green. They're not going to call it. Peterson with the basketball. Now Green with it up top. Shrub with it. Gives it to Peterson. Peterson in the lane. Lost the basketball. Here comes Buckman the other way with 5 seconds, 4 seconds. She just traveled. And they call a blocking foul on West Plains. Ashley Colton picks up the foul. That's her first. That is the seventh team foul on the Lady Zizzers this quarter. Rogersville only has three, and Buckman just hits first free throw. There's 3 seconds to go in the half. And Buckman just hits the second free throw. McWilliams sit up to Colton. At the half, it's 28-15, Rogersville leading the West Plains Lady Zizzers. We'll take a break, coming back in 3 minutes, listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
When winter hits the Ozarks, Mother Nature can throw anything our way. Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment doesn't let ice, snow, or power outages stand between you and your medical needs. Our specially trained staff transforms into disaster response teams during severe weather, ensuring critical deliveries reach you. If you rely on oxygen, don't wait. Check your backup systems today. Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, the corner of 8th and Kentucky and West Plains, focused on your health since 1984.
When second's making a play, short's got to cover.
A winning insurance strategy doesn't rely on one person.
Good, good hustle,
two
good
things,
hustle.
Communicate with your guys and make sure everyone's in the right coverage.
It takes a team that knows its roles well, working together to provide an exceptional experience.
Set the screen. You have to protect yourself.
One, two, three, Wildcat!
At Shelter Insurance, you can count on our local agents and award-winning customer service to help you protect what matters most.
See Shelter Insurance agent Andrew Ekman in West Plains. Everyone can use a little free, and for a limited time at Pete's Inn of West Plains, buy two adult buffets, get one free on your next visit. Unlimited mouth-watering pizza, pasta, salad, dessert, and more. And if you want to carry out, get Pete's Inn's biggest pizza, the NYXL, for just $10. Now that's a big deal, but it's only for a limited time. So hurry into Pete's Inn of West Plains, located at 1805 Bruce Smith Parkway, next to Ace Hardware.
It's time to play Walk the Plank. True or false, real wood floors can last hundreds of years.
False.
No, that's true. Laminates fumble fast. True or false, homes with real wood floors sell much faster than homes with fake wood flooring.
True.
True or false, bamboo's a good choice for flooring.
True.
False. Bamboo's a grass. Keep turf on the field, not on your floors. Visit choosewood.com for more truth about trees.
Whether you're ready to hit the lake in a new boat or go camping in a new RV, Baird RV Outdoor and Marine has what you need to enjoy the great outdoors. Baird has a huge inventory of new and used fifth wheels and pull-behind RVs, toy haulers, and boats. Baird offers RV repair, boat service, and parts. Visit their showrooms in Mountain Home and Paragould or go to BairdRVOutdoorAndMarine.com to see their inventory and low prices.
Don't get a bad deal. Get a pair of keys. Because why pay more? See you for details.
Service, great selection too. Baird does it all for you.
At Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their physicians, all former athletes, get it when it comes to sports injuries.
I'm Dr. Russ Rawls. I played sports, my kids play sports, so I have a personal understanding of what sports injuries mean to athletes of all ages, and so do my partners. We'll provide customized, comprehensive treatment plans to get you back in your game.
For expertise in sports injury treatment, see Dr. Russ Rawls, Dr. Jason McConnell, and Dr. Nick Souter at Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, No. 3 Medical Plaza.
It's Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Well, welcome back to the West Plains High School gym. And it is your Ozark Healthcare Medical Equipment halftime show. Rogersville leads it 28-15 over the West Plains Lady Scissors. And Lady Scissors have not shot the ball well here in the first half. Hopefully they can catch fire here in the second half and start making some points. But let's face it, folks. This has not been a very well-officiated ball game both ways. I mean, not against West Plains. I mean both ways. These three officials have not done a good job. West Plains got called for 7 fouls in that second quarter, and Rogersville got called for 3. The difference being the fouls on West Plains. Well, they called them and put Rogersville at the free throw line to shoot free throws. So they were in the act of shooting. And the fouls against Rogersville, they said West Plains was not shooting, so West Plains had to inbound the ball. But anyway, I mean, 28-15, as poorly as the Lady Scissors have shot the ball here in the first half, they only trail by 13. Let's take a look and tell you scoring-wise for the Lady Scissors. 5 points for Zoe Shrub, 2 points for Lucy Hafer, 3 for Zoe Scharnhorst, 3 for Shaylee Peterson, 2 for Jillian Green. And Lucy Hafer and Jillian Green both have 3 fouls here in the first half. For Rogersville, Cleghorn and Holland with 2 fouls apiece, and that's it. Leading the way for Rogersville, you got Kibbe with 4, Buckman with 5, McPherson 2, 6 for Rasmus, and 6 for Cleghorn, 5 for Holland. Rogersville led it 12-7 at the end of 1. They lead it 28-15 here at the half over the Lady Scissors in the JV contest. Rogersville, or West Plains, won that one 56-34. So, Lady Scissors, well, going to have to do their best to hopefully find some offense here in the second half. And if not, it's going to be a long night because Rogersville's making their shots and the Lady Scissors are not. But still, I'm not going to harp on it anymore, but like I said, it's been terrible both ways. Both ways it has been terrible in the first half. So we'll have to wait and see. And I believe West Plains will get the basketball to start the third quarter of play. They trail 28-15 to Rogersville. All right. We said the new state rankings came out, and they did. In Class 4, Rogersville is in at number 6. Donovan Donettes, who will be in here Thursday night, They came in at number 5 in Class 4. So, Lady Zizzers are going to end up playing 2 state-ranked teams this week. Hopefully, things will turn around here in the second half as the Lady Zizzers are trailing 28-15. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, we'll add the start of your third quarter play. You're listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Chick days are going on now at Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply. Reserve your future flock today. Order by February 15th for April 1st pickup or March 15th for April 29th pickup. Order forms are available in-store with multiple options from feed, including organic options to supplies. Hirsch prides themselves on offering the area's most extensive selection of poultry essentials. Stop by Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains, Thayer, Ava, and Mountain Home.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than a farm store.
Get a great deal on versatile Kubota equipment today. Like the Kubota L-Series compact tractor, the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S., Z-Series mowers, and Sidekick utility vehicles. Stop by your local Kubota dealer today. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment for zero down, 0% APR for up to 60 months, plus save up to $300. Now through February 16th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Get great tractor package deals and financing offers at Edsler & Harper Farm Equipment in West Plains and Mountain Grove.
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit Southern Hills Auto Plaza in West Plains. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars, they match your style. You can find the ride you have been looking for. Let Southern Hills Auto Plaza show you how easy it is to buy a quality used car with fair prices, superior service, and treating customers right. No wonder they have so many satisfied repeat buyers. See their inventory at SouthernHillsAutoPlaza.com or stop by. They're located in the Southern Hills Shopping Center in front of Walmart in West Plains.
Parkway Beauty Academy, located at 913 Preacher Row Boulevard in West Plains, offers everything you need to begin a new career in cosmetology or nail technology, or why not both? The cosmetology training consists of just 1,500 hours. Nail technology course, 400 hours. Call 416
Good call, I nearly forgot.
9004 and ask for Sarah for details. They offer different programs regarding to
Do you want it back after them?
Here at Parkway Beauty Academy. Call them at 417-256-9004.
Your West Plains Lady Zizzer and Zizzer Boys basketball sponsors are Toyota of West Plains, Twin Lakes Orthopedics Mountain Home in West Plains, Southern Hills Auto Plaza West Plains, J&J Recovery West Plains, Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply West Plains and Thayer, Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine, Andrew Eckman Shelter Insurance Agency in West Plains, the Zizzer Zone of West Plains, Parkway Beauty Academy West Plains, Don's Auto Service and Tire Center West Plains, Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, Taylor Grubaugh, Chevrolet Buick and GMC of West Plains, Simmons Bank, Edgelor and Harper Farm Equipment, West Plains and Mountain Grove, Elizabeth Quarry and Smith Excavating, Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove and Thayer, Baird Dodge Chrysler Jeep and Ram of West Plains, Pizza Inn of West Plains, Westgate Realty Sean Duggins in West Plains, and Missouri Forest Products Association. Your boosters are Carter Funeral Homes of West Plains and Thayer, Dr. Jacob Ekman at Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture in West Plains and Thayer, Edward Jones Agents Mark Guffey, Richard Brothers Feed, Cindy at Ozark Awards, Independent Insurance Solutions, Mayfield Auto Repair, and Wonderland Preschool and Daycare, all of West Plains.
You're listening to West Plains Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
And welcome back to West Plains and Jillian Green. Get the Lady Zizzers off on the right foot with an easy basket on the inside. It's an 11-point Rogersville lead. Holland with the basketball, and they're going to throw it out of bounds over the head of Buckman. So Green with the basketball now from Lady Zizzers. Green up top. And they called a travel on Green. She didn't even move her pivot foot. Like I said, this has been terrible both ways, and I do mean both ways from this crew. Anyway, Rogersville with the basketball. It'll be McPherson. Gives it up to Holland. Chibby, they go inside. Rasmussen just traveled. They didn't call it. And the three-pointer is no good. Lady Zizzers with the rebound. McWilliams will bring it up the floor. Green with it now up top. Green gives it to Colton, who misses at the free throw line. Buckman with the rebound. Here comes Rogersville up the floor. Buckman is looking to get in the lane. Now she's going to kick it out to McPherson. Holland on that right side. She just walked. No call. Kibbe with the basketball. Now they go to Rasmussen in the lane. They'll kick it back over. Holland for three. It's in and out. No good. And Buckman over the back, and I'm surprised that they called her for it. That's the first foul on Haley Buckman in the ball game. And trust me, that's not the first one she's committed. Still 11-point lead for Rogersville. Green will bring it up the floor. Green pulls up, hits the jumper. Jillian Green with six in the ball game now, and it's a 9-point Rogersville lead. And Holland, and the ball. And they're going to give it to Rogersville on the baseline. So now Buckman's going to throw it in on the baseline for Rogersville. Coming over into the corner, that would be Kibbe. Now Rasmussen at the free throw line, missed the shot. Scharnhorst with the rebound. Zoe will bring it up the floor, across the timeline, and then throws it away. There comes McPherson the other way, and she scores on the layup. It's back to an 11-point lead. And now Colton, she's going to score going down the lane on the reverse layup. And it's a 9-point lead for Rogersville. Cleghorn inside to Rasmussen. She'll turn around, shot up, no good. And they're going to say it's Lady Scissor basketball. And Rogersville wants a timeout. 5:22 to go third quarter. Coming back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Lady Scissor basketball, 100.9 The Train.
What put you in such a good mood?
Well, you know how competitive the couple next door is?
Yeah.
Well, he saw our flooring installers pull away yesterday and started bragging about their new floors. Get this, they chose laminate flooring instead of wood. He said they saved a bundle. I just smiled. It's a false savings. They're going to have to replace those floors in 7 to 10 years. Our wood floors will last a lifetime, and when we sell our house, we'll get more and sell faster.
Choosewood.com.
Now, more West Plains Scissor basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to the West Plains High School gym. Lady Scissors with the basketball, and Rogersville is now picking up full court. McWilliams will bring it up the floor. Now she'll pull it out, and they'll set the offense up. Green will bring it up top now. Right side, McWilliams on the wing. Colton with it up top. Now Peterson. Green will fire from the wing. In and out, no good. And the rebound comes down to Rogersville. Kibbe bringing it up the floor across the timeline. They'll come left side to Cleghorn. And Colton denied Buckman. Buckman knocked her down. So it'll be Rogersville ball. Scharnhorst gets a breather. Zoe Shrub into the ball game. And now it's going to be McPherson to throw it in. Rasmussen in the lane for two. She's got eight in the ball game. And it's back to an 11-point lead. McWilliams with the basketball. And now they'll give it up to Peterson. Back to McWilliams up top. Lady Scissors trailing by 11. Ashley Colton with it. Trying to drive inside. And finally, well, instead of calling the foul, they call a travel on Ashley Colton. I I don't know what the Lady Zizzers have to do here to get some fouls on Rogersville, because they're getting away with everything. Rasmussen up top. Gives it up to McPherson. She'll drive the lane. No good. Rasmussen over the back. No good. Missed the shot. And finally, Green up ahead. Ashley Colton on the layup. Colton's got four in the ball game, and the Lady Zizzers trail by nine now. 3:44 to go, third quarter. They'll go to Rasmussen at the post, and tied up was Shaylee Peterson. It'll be Rogersville basketball on the tie-up. So McPherson will throw it in on the baseline. And out on the wing, the three by Kibbe. And that's been the difference in the ball game here so far, is Rogersville hitting their shots and West Plains is not. Zoe Shrub, she just got fouled, knocked to the floor, and no call. Here comes Rogersville. Buckman kicks it out. Shot no good. McPherson with the rebound. To Rasmussen inside. Rasmussen missed it over the back that time. It's Cleghorn and no foul. Instead, they call a jump ball and go to the Lady Zizzers. Three minutes to go, third quarter, and it's a 12-point lead for Rogersville. And Green finally is going to get fouled. They're going to call it on Cleghorn. That's her third. Second team foul here in the third quarter. Lady Zizzers will throw it in on the baseline. Up top to Green. McWilliams with it on the right side. Back to Green. And Green with the basketball spins down the lane. And here comes Colton down the lane. And we got a foul on Rogersville, finally. That's going to go against Cleghorn, and that's her fourth. Third team foul. So Cleghorn has to come out. Ray comes in. And Lady Zizzers will inbound on the baseline. McWilliams with the basketball. Colton with it. Colton driving. Buckman blocks it out of bounds, and it'll be Lady Zizzer basketball. McWilliams to throw it in with 2:28 to go, third quarter. Rogersville up by 12. Colton with the basketball. Goes to Peterson. She scores. And Peterson should be going to the free throw line, but they didn't call the foul on Rasmussen. And so now, Rogersville with the basketball up top. And that's McPherson with it on the left wing. They go Rasmussen in the lane. Turnaround is no good. And Peterson with the rebound. Shrub with it. Peterson now up top. Zoe Shrub going to try to drive. And they're not going to give her the basket. They're going to call the foul on Rogersville. Buckman picks up her second. That's the fourth team foul. Once again, they don't let the Lady Zizzers shoot free throws or let them count the baskets, because they call fouls, make them take it out of bounds. But Rogersville gets to Buckman on the inside for two. And it's back to a 12-point lead. Minute 25 to go, third quarter. Peterson has it knocked out of bounds. I'm surprised they didn't give that one to Rogersville. Rogersville clearly knocked it out of bounds over there. That official, he looked like he was getting ready to say it was their ball. Then he thought second, had a second thought about it. out of bounds. Lady Zizzer ball on the side, a minute 13 to go third quarter. Lady Zizzer's trail by 12. Zoe Shrub going to drive, puts the shot up and in. Zoe Shrub got 7 in the ball game, and it's a 10-point lead for Rogersville. McPherson with the basketball, right side. They'll give it to Kibbe. Rasmussen, loose basketball. Jillian Green has it. Colton over to Green, who will bring it up the floor. Peterson with it. Colton over to Zoe Shrub. She'll drive again. Now she kicks it out. Green fires for 3. It's no good. Rasmussen over the back of Peterson. No call. And here comes Buckman for Rogersville. Buckman going to drive now, and it's blocked by Colton. Ashley Colton coming down, kicks it to McWilliams, shot up, no good, gets her on the rebound in the trees. No foul called, and here comes Buckman, and finally a foul is going to be called on Ashley Colton. .4 seconds to go in the third quarter. Rogersville will inbound at half court. McPherson to throw it in. And the shot is no good. 37-27. Rogersville leads West Plains at the end of 3, and we're back in 60 seconds. You're listening, ladies, this is basketball on 100.9 The Train.
A winning insurance strategy doesn't rely on one person. It takes a team that knows its roles well, working together to provide an exceptional experience. At Shelter Insurance, you can count on our local agents and award-winning customer service to help you protect what matters most. Shelter Insurance ranked number 1 for auto insurance in the Forbes 2024 World's Best Insurance Companies survey.
See Shelter Insurance agent Andrew Ekman in West Plains. Everyone can use a little free, and for a limited time at Pete's Inn of West Plains, buy 2 adult buffets, get 1 free on your next visit. Unlimited mouth-watering pizza, pasta, salad, dessert, and more. And if you want to carry out, get Pete's Inn's biggest pizza, the NYXL, for just $10. Now that's a big deal, but it's only for a limited time. So hurry into Pete's Inn of West Plains, located at 1805 Bruce Smith Parkway, next to Ace Hardware.
It's Scissor Basketball. 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back. There we go. Welcome back. Rogersville will start the fourth quarter with the basketball. They lead it by 10. And McWilliams almost stole the basketball. Holland with it now on the right side. And now, Green just picked up her 4th foul in the ball game. McPherson will inbound the basketball. Kibbe with it on the right side. They'll go back to Rasmussen. And that's an offensive foul, and they finally called it. Rasmussen dropped her shoulder and just plowed right over Jillian Green. And they finally called it. Lady Zizzers with the basketball. McWilliams with it now. Gives it to Green up top. Green gives it up to Hafer now. Zoe Shrub misses the 3. Buckman with the rebound for Rogersville. 7:10 to go in the ball game. Rogersville up by 10. I will give them this much, folks. Rogersville is a good ball club. And Lucy Hafer just got called for the foul as she blocked Buckman's shot. You know, it would be nice if they would call some of those on Buckman when she's blocking shots. But I'll say this, folks. Rogersville is a good ball club. Are they number six in the state of Missouri good? No. No. Buckman hits the first free throw. Missed the second one. Green with the rebound. McWilliams with it on the left side. Now Green will drive the baseline. The floater up and good. It's a 9-point Rogersville lead, 6:49 to go in the ball game. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Lady Scissor Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Baird Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram is a proud supporter of high school sports. And they also take pride in treating you like a VIP when shopping for a new vehicle. When you want to score a great deal on a new car, truck, van, or SUV and get paid top dollar for your trade, visit a Baird location near you or see their huge inventory at buyatbaird.com.
Don't get a bad deal. Get a Baird deal. Because why pay more? See you for details.
Saving service, great selection to you.
Listening to West Plains Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to West Plains. And Rogersville will inbound on the baseline. Lady Scissors picking up full court man-to-man. Holland with the basketball right now. Gets it across to Buckman. Green and Hafer both with four fouls in the ball game. Buckman trying to drive, turns around, missed the shot. Paper with the rebound. McWilliams with it now up top. Right side, that would be Shrub. Back up to McWilliams. 6:15 to go in the ball game, and ladies, this is trailing by nine. McWilliams will back up, fires and misses. And nobody rebounding for Lady Scissor. Buckman brings it up the floor. McPherson back up top. Holland's going to fire the three. It's no good. And a foul is going to be called on Buckman. I'm surprised they called it. That's number three on Buckman. So Lady Scissors will bring it up the floor with 5:50 to go in the ball game. They trail by nine. Shrub on the left side. Green. Folks, there's just no words to describe this. Holland slapped down on Green's arm. Should have been a foul. Then it went off the leg of Green out of bounds. They'll give it to Rogersville. Once again, where's the foul? Now Rogersville will inbound on the side now. Buckman gets it up to Kibbe. They'll get it up to Cleghorn. Out of bounds. It'll be Rogersville ball on the baseline. Lady Scissors are not quitting, folks. They are playing hard. And McWilliams gets it up to Zoe Shrub, who scores the layup. Shrub with nine, and it's a 7-point Rogersville lead. McPherson with the basketball, and she just threw it away. Rogersville wants the timeout, 38-31. Rogersville with the lead back in 60 seconds. You're listening, ladies, is the basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit Southern Hills Auto Plaza in West Plains. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars, they match your style. You can find the ride you have been looking for. Let Southern Hills Auto Plaza show you how easy it is to buy a quality used car with fair prices, superior service, and treating customers right. No wonder they have so many satisfied repeat buyers. See their inventory at southernhillsautoplaza.com or stop by. They're located in the Southern Hills Shopping Center in front of Walmart in West Plains.
Get a great deal on versatile Kubota equipment today,
like the Kubota L-Series compact tractor, the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S., Z-Series mowers, and Sidekick utility vehicles. Stop by your local Kubota dealer today. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment for zero down, 0% APR for up to 60 months, plus save up to $300. Now through February 16th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Get great tractor package deals and financing offers at Edsel & Harper Farm Equipment in West Plains and Mountain Grove.
It's Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to West Plains High School gym. Lady Scissors with the basketball, and they trail by 7. 5:13 to go in the ball game. Paper on the right side. Peterson, now Green on the left side. Shrub trying to drive again. And Butman fell on top of Zoe Shrub. No foul there. Why, of course not. Kibbe with the basketball. Up top to McPherson. Rasmussen with it now. Kibbe up top. McPherson with it. She'll bring it up top now. Rasmussen. They try to go back door. It's going to be blocked by Shaley Peterson. It'll be Rogersville basketball along the baseline. 4.5 to go in the ball game, 38-31. Rogersville with the lead. Now it's McPherson. They'll go inside Rasmussen. She missed it. Here comes Jillian Green. Green brings it across the timeline. Up top to McWilliams. McWilliams with it now. And they're going to call her for a walk. .38-31, Rogersville with the basketball. Here comes Cleghorn. Cleghorn up top. Now she's coming down the lane and makes the layup. Lady Scissors just let her come right down the lane, and finally a foul is going to be called. That's going to be on McPherson. That's her second. That's the third team foul on Rogersville. Scharnhorst comes in. Peterson will get a breather. Lady Zizzers will inbound. McWilliams with the basketball. Gives it up to Green up top. Green in the lane. Shot up, and finally they're going to call the foul on Cleghorn, and she just fouled out of the ball game. So Cleghorn fouls out with 8 points. Jillian Green will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Leghorn should have been fouled out about two quarters ago because she's had her hands all over Jillian Green tonight. And Green misses the free throw. It's a 9-point lead for Rogersville with 3:52 to go in the ball game. Second free throw for Jillian Green is no good. And rebound comes down to Rogersville. Kibbe with the basketball. Rogersville will try to run some clock now unless they can get an easy basket. Buckman at the free throw line. She's going to step back and miss the shot. Rasmussen with the rebound. Buckman inside and gets the easy basket. Buckman's got 10. McWilliams. And, well, it was knocked away. Here comes Kibbe with the basketball. 3:15 to go in the ball game. I said it before, and I'm going to say it again. Rogersville is not the number 16 in the Class 4 in the state of Missouri. If so, Class 4 is hurting. Kibbe hits the three-pointer. She's got 10. And now it's a 14-point lead for Rogersville. McWilliams coming down the lane, finally scores. They didn't call a foul. That's her first point of the ball game. Up the floor, it's Rasmussen for two as the Lady Scissors leave them alone. And now they're just going to trade baskets with 2.5 to go. Green with the basketball. She'll pull up for the jumper. It's no good. And it's Buckman up the floor. Here's Rasmussen, and she'll score again. West Plains wants the timeout. And it's a 16-point lead with 2:17 to go in the ball game. Back in 60 seconds. You're listening, Ladies Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
When you're in need of rock or aggregate for your next project, call Elizabeth Quarry. Proudly serving northern Arkansas and southern Missouri with your crushed stone needs. They supply a wide range of high-quality rock products to developers, pavers, industrial users, farmers, and retail customers. Call Elizabeth Quarry today so they can begin a relationship built on serving you. 870-458-2201. That's 870-458-2201. They deliver. Elizabeth Quarry. They rock so you can roll.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
It's Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to West Plains. Jillian Green turns around, jumper on the baseline. She's got 10. And it's now a 14-point lead with 2 minutes. And a foul called on West Plains. Zoe Shrub, that's her first. And that's now the third foul on West Plains here in the fourth quarter. And Green almost stole it. Holland up the floor, and Peterson gets the basketball and throws it away. Lady Zizzers got to within 7, and then the bottom fell out, folks. Once again, Buckman's going to throw it in from the side, and timeout called by Rogersville with a minute 50 to go in the ball game. Lady Zizzers will be back here at home on Thursday night. They will host the Donovan Donettes, the number 5 ranked team in Class 4 in the state of Missouri. So Donovan will be in here Thursday night to play the Lady Zizzers. Tomorrow night, Rogersville boys will be here to take on the West Plains Zizzer boys. We'll have that game on the radio for you. And then Friday night, the Zizzer boys will travel to Rolla to take on the Bulldogs. Minute 50 to go in the ball game. Rogersville will have the basketball on the side. So it's McPherson to throw it in to Kibbe, up top to Holland. And Peterson's going to get called for the foul, and this is going to get ugly really quick, folks, because West Plains is going to start fouling and putting Rogersville on the free throw line. One more foul, and Rogersville will go to the free throw line the rest of the ball game. Holland with the basketball up top. Gives it to Kibbe. Kibbe with a basketball up top. Picks up her dribble, and Colton steals the basketball. Ashley Colton, and they're not going to give her the basket. She made the layup and was fouled, and they're not going to give her the basket. See, that's what I'm talking about, folks. Kibbe just picked up her second foul. Colton will go to the free throw line to shoot two. But she should be shooting one. And she missed the first one. And she makes the second one. Well, it's a 13-point lead for Rogersville, minute 28. And a foul is called on McWilliams. That's her second. And so now Rogersville will shoot free throws rest of the ball game. Everybody will shoot free throws rest of the ball game because everybody has five team fouls. Nick Pearson, first free throw coming up. It's good. She's got five in the ball game. Colton and Scharnhorst will come out. Julia Willard and Zoe Shrub come in for the Lady Zizzers. And the second free throw is good by McPherson. Julia Willard's going to fire the three from the wing. It's good. Julia Willard with the Community First Banking Company, West Plains Mountain Grove and Thayer, three-pointer. It's a 12-point lead with a minute 18 to go in the ball game. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Strain.
Do you need a tow, stranded, and don't know what to do? Never fear, J&J is here. Avoid the aggravation of being stranded on the road. Call the experts at J&J Recovery. They serve Zizzer Nation and surrounding areas, including Thayer. As a matter of fact, they serve anyone within the sound of my voice. J&J Recovery is proven and affordable when it comes to towing. If you are in an accident, be sure you request J&J Recovery. Memorize or save this number to your smartphone, 417-256-7628, and go Zizzers!
Now, more West Plains Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to West Plains. A minute 18 to go in the ball game. And Rogersville leads it by 12. Rogersville will inbound the basketball. Kibbe will throw it in. And McWilliams is going to get called for the foul. That's her third. So now, Buckman will go to the free throw line to shoot two for Rogersville. One thing, though, Lady Zizzers do have a first place championship trophy from the Bolivar tournament where they beat Rogersville by two. Buckman makes the first free throw. Buckman's second free throw is coming up. And this would have been a totally different ball game, folks, as she makes the second one, if the Lady Zizzers could have made some shots in the first half. Zoe Shrub with the Community First Banking Company, West Plains Mountain Grove, there, three-pointer. And timeout is called by Rogersville with a minute four to go in the ball game. 53-42, coming back in 30 seconds. You're listening to the basketball. Ladies, this is basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Y'all ready for this? Attention, Zizzer fans. The Zizzer Zone is the hottest Facebook page in West Plains, bringing you the latest information from Zizzer Nation varsity competitions. You'll see game day posts, scores, and your favorite Zizzers in action. Photo prints and products are available. Check out thezizzerzone.com and follow the Zizzer Zone on Facebook. Thanks goes to our sponsors, Community First Banking Company, Ozarks Healthcare, Patty Ingalls Photography, and Graceland Portable Buildings of West Plains. Let's go, Zizzers!
It's Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to West Plains High School gym. Minute four to go in the ball game. Rogersville leads it by 11. And they will inbound the basketball. And Kibbe will throw it in. And it's, you got to be kidding me. An official standing at half court called the foul. Called the foul on Ashley Colton from all the way at half court. There was an official right under the basket, and he didn't even make a sign. And Buckman's going to make the free throw. It's a 12-point lead with a minute three to go. And Buckman's going to score again. McWilliams will get it to Green. She'll fire the three. It's no good. Buckman with the rebound. Lady Zizzer's not going to foul. Just going to play some defense here. Buckman gives it up to Kibbe. Rogersville should run. Julia Willard's going to foul. Don't know why Julia fouled, but she did. And Holland will go to the free throw line to shoot two for Rogersville. She makes the first one. Rogersville's made 8 free throws here in the fourth quarter. She missed the second one. Julia Willard and McPherson. And she's going to score on the layup. 16-point lead. McWilliams will fire a three. It's no good. Green with the rebound. And finally, they're going to call a foul. Green will go to the free throw line to shoot two. And that foul is going to be on Kibbe. It'll be her third. Lady Zizzers will have to regroup. Get ready for the Donovan Donettes on Thursday night. Jillian Green hits the first free throw. She's got 11 in the ball game. Zoe Shrub has 12 points in the ball game for the Lady Zizzers. And Green makes the second free throw. And it's knocked out of bounds. It'll be Rogersville basketball with 25 seconds to go in the ball game. And Rogersville leads by 14. Buckman with it. Buckman. Now it's going to be Holland. They'll go to Rasmussen, and McPherson missed the free throw. Serves her right. And Willard's shot was blocked by Kibbe. And that's your ball game, 58-44. 58-44. We'll take a break. We're coming back. You're listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Whether you're ready to hit the lake in a new boat or go camping in a new RV, Baird RV Outdoor and Marine has what you need to enjoy the great outdoors. Baird has a huge inventory of new and used fifth wheels and pull-behind RVs, toy haulers, and boats. Baird offers RV repair, boat service, and parts. Visit their showrooms in Mountain Home and Paragould or go to BairdRVOutdoorAndMarine.com to see their inventory and low prices.
Don't get a bad deal. Get a pair of keys. Because why pay more? See you for details.
Saving service, great selection too. Baird does it all for you.
Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine welcomes Dr. Nick Souter to their practice. Dr. Souter shares what drew him to the area.
Our family loves outdoor activities like camping and fishing, and there are just so many of those opportunities in this region for those adventures. I love the spirit of community here in both the medical community and in general. It's just a welcoming and exciting place to raise a family.
See Dr. Russ Rawls, Dr. Jason McConnell, and Dr. Nick Souter at Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, number 3 Medical Plaza.
Chick Days are going on now at Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply. Reserve your future flock today. Order by February 15th for April 1st pickup or March 15th for April 29th pickup. Order forms are available in-store with multiple options from feed, including organic options to supplies. Hirsch prides themselves on offering the area's most extensive selection of poultry essentials. Stop by Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains, Thayer, Ava, and Mountain Home.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than a farm store.
Now, more West Plains Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to West Plains High School Gym. And the Rogersville Lady Wildcats have defeated the West Plains Lady Zizzers here this evening by the score of 58-44. Lady Zizzers had a terrible offensive night tonight, especially in the first half. And they got within 7 in the fourth quarter and couldn't get any closer. And now it's time for your Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic post-game show. So, let's run down the scoring for you. Jillian Green, Zoe Shrub, both with 12 points apiece for the Lady Zizzers. 5 points for Ashley Colton, 5 for Shaylee Peterson, 2 for Lucy Hafer, Zoe Scharnhorst with 3. 2 points for Angela McWilliams. 3 points for Julia Willard, and 5 points for Ashley Colton. Rogersville led by Haley Buckman with 14. Rasmussen had 12. 10 for Kibbe. 8 points for McPherson, 8 points for Cleghorn, and Holland had 6 points. Once again, 58-44, Rogersville defeats West Plains Lady Zizzers. And like I said earlier, this was a terrible game, going both ways. I mean, it was terrible, folks. And the difference, West Plains got called for 19 fouls in this ball game, and Rogersville got called for 18 fouls in this ball game. The difference being, the fouls that were called against Rogersville, West Plains didn't go to the free throw line to shoot free throws. They said they were all on the floor and didn't give them the baskets when they scored the baskets and were fouled. For Rogersville, though, when West Plains committed the foul, they made sure that Rogersville went to the free throw line. That was your difference in this ball game, folks. That and the fact the Lady Zizzers were cold in the first half of this ball game. Once again, though, 58-44. Rogersville wins it. I'll say it again. They're a good team. But if they are the number six team in Class 4 in the state of Missouri, Class 4 is hurting, folks. Let me put it to you that way, because they are not the number six team in Class 4 in the state of Missouri. They've seen them twice now, and they haven't played like it at all. All right, coming up, we will have your Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic clear the game. 30 seconds. Listening, ladies, this is the basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, here for every Ozark athlete with a team of 7 expert providers on call 24-7. When injuries happen, we're ready to get you back in the game. Trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pyatt, and I'm proud to be the Zizzers team physician. As a parent, I know how important it is to feel confident in your child's safety. That's why we're out there watching every play, every move, to ensure your loved one is safe on the field. Your athlete's health is our top priority.
You're listening to West Plains Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Well, it's time for our players of the game. Jillian Green and Zoe Shrub each had 12 points apiece, and they are going to be our players of the game. Coming up tomorrow night, Rogersville will be here, the boys, to take on the West Plains Zizzer boys. And then on Thursday night, Lady Zizzers will host the Donovan Donette. And then on Friday night, the West Plains Zizzer boys will travel to Rolla. Well, we hope you enjoyed Lady Zizzer basketball tonight on 100.9 The Train. Good night.
Your West Plains Lady Zizzer and Zizzer Boys basketball sponsors are Toyota West Plains, Twin Lakes Orthopedics Mountain Home in West Plains, Southern Hills Auto Plaza West Plains, J&J Recovery
West
Plains.
What time's the boys game tomorrow?
West Plains and Thayer, Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine, Andrew Eckman Shelter Insurance Agency in West Plains, the Zizzer Zone of West Plains, Parkway Beauty Academy West Plains, Don's Auto Service and Tire Center West Plains, Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, Taylor Grubaugh, Chevrolet Buick and GM of West Plains, Simmons Bank, Edgelorn Harper Farm Equipment, West Plains and Mountain Grove, Elizabeth Quarry and Smith Excavating, Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove and Thayer, Baird Dodge Chrysler Jeep and
Can you
Ram
hear me?
Of West Plains, Pizza Inn of West Plains, Westgate Realty, Sean Duggins in West Plains, and Missouri Forest Products Association. Your boosters are Carter Funeral Homes of West Plains and Thayer, Dr. Jacob Ekman at Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture in West Plains and Thayer, Edward Jones Agents Mark Guffey, Richard Brothers Feed, Cindy at Ozark Awards, Independent Insurance Solutions, Mayfield Auto Repair, and Wonderland Preschool and Daycare, all of West Plains.